Hi, and welcome to the last episode of Girls in Pole Position for this year. We hope you've enjoyed our episodes as much as we have liked making them, and we will be back in the new year discussing Drive to Survive and predictions for the new F1 season. We are Jasmine, Gemma, and Emma, and today we will be discussing the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. First off, just wanted to say a quick congratulations to Lewis Hamilton for being knighted last week. It was definitely way overdue. So, onto the race. It was absolutely crazy, and we can't wait to start unpacking that for you. Let's start off by talking about qualifying. So, Lando Norris came third in qualifying, which is pretty impressive, but I feel like this moment was quite overlooked because of the Lewis Max rivalry and the fight for the championship. Do you think that sometimes generally Norris is overlooked as a driver compared to other younger drivers such as Russell and Leclerc? Gemma?
I think at the start of the season, Lando was just on a roll. Like he was on fire and he was just churning out these like top five results every single weekend. Obviously, that didn't last till the second half of the season. And I think after Sochi, when he lost that win, I think it was a bit of a confidence knock for him. And I think he struggled after that to kind of perform to his full ability, because I think, yeah, his confidence had just been knocked and he wasn't at the top of his game from that moment onwards. But I think with that, we kind of saw a moment of the Lando we had in the first half of the season. So I'd say in the second half of the season, his performances haven't been amazing, but I think he gets overlooked to some extent, yes. And I think that is because I think coming into this season, everyone was like, oh, Lando's next to Daniel Ricciardo. He doesn't stand a chance. And obviously, Lando kind of came in and proved that wasn't the case. So I'd say until this season, he got overlooked. But I'd say this season, people have really started to pay attention to him. And I think the P3 was a surprise to me because I expected results from that, like that from him in the first half of the season. But in the second half of the season, he just wasn't anywhere near his top form. So I was surprised that he managed to get a P3, but it was a good surprise. I think he put in a really good lap.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I feel like hopefully he will start to kind of improve and maybe even get a few more podiums next year.
I'm looking for a win. I want a win from Lando next season.
Yeah.
That's one of my predictions. I think Lando is going to win a race next season.
And then obviously the main event of qualifying was that Verstappen got pole position and Hamilton got second. Do you think that this is a track that is better suited to Red Bull and Verstappen in particular, considering he won last year at Abu Dhabi? Amrit, what do you think?
Well, I've heard different commentators say different things about this. I did see people say that it is sort of a Mercedes suited track, but I think Red Bull are just adapting really well to all of the tracks. I'm not going to lie, like we've seen this season. So I think, especially with the uncertainty of the rivalry between Max and Lewis, it's hard to say that one's suited to a track better than the other because they're both such good drivers, you just can't predict how they're going to perform on the track and on the day and in the car. I think that it's not, but because Verstappen won there last year, obviously wasn't guaranteed that he was going to win this year because Lewis was on track to win, as we'll discuss later. But yeah.
Part of me was kind of hoping that Max and Lewis would crash and then Lando would just win. Part of me was like predicted that, but obviously that didn't happen. But with Max and Lewis, I think it was very difficult to predict going in because, as Amrit said, like with Mercedes, they are typically very good at Abu Dhabi, but in the past couple of years, it really has been more Red Bull based, I'd say. But yeah, I think to be honest, it was always going to be a bit down to luck rather than being able to make any prediction based on solid information. Like I kind of knew it was going to come down to whoever got lucky on the day more so than anything actually to do with the car.
Yeah, I think you can say that a lot about this whole season. Like before, you could say when Hamilton was on his winning streak, like, oh yeah, this is a Mercedes dominated track, they're definitely going to win. But I think the sort of excitement came back in the sport this season because you just couldn't predict what was going to happen at each track, like not in regards to like crashes or anything as well, which obviously you can't predict, but like the performance of like some drivers just really pulled it out the bag some weeks, and you just wouldn't have predicted that in advance. So I think track predictions are sort of going to be harder and harder to do if the sport continues the way it's going, where it's just so unpredictable.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like sometimes it just comes down to like the driver's mindset on the day, or just random things that happen that you can't predict and are just completely unexpected. So now moving on to talking about the race, whatever you felt about the outcome, whether you're a Max fan or a Lewis fan, you have to admit that we couldn't have asked for a better race to watch as viewers, because it was just like really entertaining. The fact that it went down to the last lap, you know, is something that you couldn't have asked for. So Hamilton got an amazing start and overtook Verstappen right at the beginning of the first lap. What did you think about this? Did you think that Hamilton was going to win the race from this, or did you suspect that there were more challenges to come and that this was only the beginning? Gemma, what did you think?
Hamilton came out fighting. He wanted it, and you could tell. He knew that, you know, he'd missed out on pole. He knew he wasn't at an advantage. And I think, you know, if you can really, like, get an amazing start, which he did, he got such a good start in comparison to Verstappen, his reaction time was so much better. And if you can really, you know, if you can get them in the first lap in turn one, then you've completely reversed the disadvantage you had from not getting pole. And I think he was just on a mission to do that. And yeah, I was surprised. I didn't expect it to be that easy for Hamilton, but he, you know, he made that move right at the start and he didn't lose it until the very end. So I when he got that overtake, I was convinced that that was him winning, because he was so dominant at the start. I was like, he's on a mission. And everyone knows when Hamilton's on a mission, he's usually quite unstoppable, apart from when things out of his control happen, which they did. But yeah, I think the move Hamilton made just really proved he wasn't here to mess around. He wasn't here to play games. He was here to win it. And he really just asserted that dominance as soon as the race started. And I was very impressed. And I thought, in that moment, I thought, yeah, he's unstoppable. This is his day.
Yeah, I really thought at that moment that, okay, Hamilton's got this in the bag. There's no way he's going to let Verstappen take this away from him. But I mean, we'll talk about the outcome of the race at the end, but I was very disappointed. So after Hamilton's first overtake, Verstappen then tried to re-overtake and regain his position, but instead ended up nearly colliding with Hamilton and pushed him off the track. Hamilton went very wide and potentially gained a huge advantage because of this, but FIA decided not to investigate. What did you think of this decision? Was it fair? Do you think an investigation was necessary? It seems that the FIA is very inconsistent with its rules and decisions. Amrit, what's your opinion?
Well, I do feel like it was very unexpected to watch. Like, I didn't think that would happen so quickly into the race. But like, Hamilton had nowhere else to go as well, because obviously he had to try and avoid collision. And we don't see the numbers and everything that the FIA see about speed and whatever. So we just have to sort of trust their decision that he did like make it up in the end, the advantage. And yeah, I think the FIA though are very inconsistent with their rules and decisions, like looking at the last lap of a race, which we'll talk about later on. But it, yeah, I think it's just another sign that they need to really look over things for next season, because all of these like controversies just keep building up and building up, and it's like really taking away from the integrity of the sport, I would say. I do think that Hamilton did give back his advantage slightly. I don't know like if he really should have had that big of a lead, even though I am a Hamilton fan myself. I did like that he had that lead, but obviously I think that the rules do need to be looked over for next season, because there have been inconsistent decisions from the FIA.
Even now, I'm still so unsure about how I feel about that incident, to be honest. Like, I'm so uncertain about who I think was in the wrong and stuff, because partly I do think Max didn't give him a whole lot of space, but then I do think Hamilton probably went further off track than he needed to. I don't know if he really needed to go to the slip road, and then obviously he could go faster there than he could if he'd just gone partly off track and then joined again at the nearest point. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, Amrit's right. You kind of have to just the FIA said he made up the advantage, and I guess you've got to trust that. But it was very hard to tell. I understand why they had a tough time deciding that one, because it was very tricky. But yeah, I mean, it didn't really affect the outcome in the end anyway. So it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like it could be easy as a Hamilton fan to say, oh, that was the right decision. He didn't, like, Max pushed him off. He had no choice. But I feel like if the situation was reversed, we definitely would have been like, what? That's so unfair. And Max definitely needs to be investigated for that. So it's hard to say, really. But yeah, I guess if the FIA felt that he didn't gain an advantage, then I guess we just have to sort of trust their judgment, even though I feel like they have been receiving a lot of criticism recently. So we'll just talk about some of the other drivers first, because, you know, it's good to give them a bit of a chance. So at one point, George Russell was down in 18th before he retired the race. How do you think that Mercedes felt about this? Do you think that they will regret signing him, or are they a bit worried? Or do you think that was just a result of him being in the Williams car, which is a team that isn't doing so well at the moment? Gemma, what do you think?
Well, I mean, Bottas wasn't doing brilliantly at that point either. So I think I'd have been feeling disappointed if I'd kept him as well, because he just wasn't anywhere near the pace. He wasn't really doing anything to help Hamilton. Whereas obviously we all know that Perez won Teammate of the Year award for that race, because he did so much to help Max. Bottas just didn't have the pace to be able to help Lewis at all. So I think, you know, Bottas wasn't performing either. So out of their two options, I think, you know, George is probably their best bet at this point. Yeah, he was down in P18. I don't know if there were any issues with the car or not. I know the Williams car is very unreliable. So yeah, I think with George, I think got to give him a chance in the Mercedes, and I'm sure he's going to prove what he can do next year once he's in that machinery. But yeah, the Williams, he's had some great moments in the Williams this year, but he's also had some pretty poor ones as well that probably are not anything to do with his actual ability. And I think, you know, the Williams has improved so much in the past year, like, cannot really criticize them, because they can't go from 0 points coming 10th in the championship to fighting for the top positions. And I think to even be both Haas and Alfa Romeo, they've done a brilliant job this year, and their car has clearly come a long way, and probably it's come as far as it can in just a year. So I think what they've achieved this year overall is very impressive. We'll see what he can do in the Mercedes. I think they've done the right thing giving him a chance, and it was time. I think they couldn't keep him in a Williams for another year, because he can't stay at a standstill in his career forever. So I think they've definitely made the right decision by moving him up. And yeah, I guess it's time for him to prove himself next year, which I have no doubt that he will.
Yeah, I agree. That makes a lot of sense. So back to the forefront of the race with Verstappen and Hamilton. So Verstappen decided to pit before Hamilton, and he ends up coming out behind Tsunoda. Do you think, Amrit, that this was a bad decision by Red Bull, considering that Hamilton pitted straight after and managed to stay ahead of Verstappen?
I guess in the moment, Red Bull themselves as well probably thought it was a bit of a bad decision. But I think it's all about, you just don't know how the race is going to play out, because obviously it didn't matter in the end. So yeah, I think though Red Bull did have great teamwork. And as Gemma mentioned earlier, Perez holding up Hamilton, allowing Max to catch up, that really did help. So I think that even though they needed to pit eventually, so like, you can't really predict, especially with safety cars and everything, when drivers are going to pit or when they can pit. So it's really about how they perform after that and how they deal with that situation. I think Red Bull dealt well as a team to get Max caught up to Hamilton.
Yeah, definitely. And then when Verstappen came out of the pits, Charles Leclerc spun out. It seemed like he was surprised at Verstappen coming out and that this affected his concentration. But surely his team would have notified him on the radio to watch out for Verstappen. Gemma, do you think this is maybe down to a lack of experience, or what, he was just not focused properly? What do you think went on there?
Yeah, it was a bit of a weird one. I wasn't really too sure what was happening. Obviously, we know there's been a few moments of lack of communication lately, with, you know, their drivers not really knowing the full extent of what's happening. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if it was just a lack of communication. I think Charles has enough experience now to not be making little mistakes and things like that. But I think overall, just Charles didn't have a brilliant race. Like, once he kind of lost it, I don't know. I think Carlos obviously is the Ferrari who shone in that race. So in comparison, Charles just didn't have a great day. But yeah, I think it must have just been a simple error. I mean, people make mistakes, don't they? Like everyone slips up now and then. I think it must have just been one of those moments. But in terms of the fact that Carlos did so well and he ended up beating both Lando and Charles in the standings by the end, I was very impressed by it. And I think it might make Ferrari relook at the fact that Charles is their golden boy, and they might realise that Carlos actually has a lot of potential as well. So yeah, it's an interesting one with Charles. I expected more of him this year overall. I think he's had some great performances, but he's also had some very average ones. I'm hoping to see more promise from him next year, to be honest, because, you know, Ferrari have signed him for a long time. So he needs to show that if he's going to be getting given these multi-year deals with Ferrari, he's got to live up to it, the name of their golden boy, as they so often treat him.
I think also with going back to the pits, because he spun out as Verstappen coming out of the pits, I don't really like the Abu Dhabi track and how it's a tunnel to come out the pits. Like, I do think that is quite dangerous, because the car just sort of shoots out of a tunnel, which I find quite random. And like, I've seen a lot of commentators say that it is a bit of a weird one that they design the track like that, because obviously you can't really see and the cars come out at such a high speed. So I guess, like, but obviously Charles should be used to that by now, having driven there before, and should be experienced enough as the golden Ferrari driver. But I do think that is a really odd decision on the track to have the cars come out of a tunnel coming out of the pits.
Yeah, that is a good point, actually. It could have easily been a fault of the track, though. I mean, the other drivers seem to manage that well, so maybe it was just a mistake by Charles. Hopefully we'll see better things from him next year and he'll continue to improve. So since we keep talking about how well Perez did at defending Hamilton and being a great team player to Verstappen, let's just give him a moment to like praise him. And I feel like what he did was excellent teamwork. He really helped Verstappen out. He was able to catch up to Hamilton. But do you think, I feel like this kind of driving can sometimes be a bit controversial. Do you think it was dangerous driving the way that he defended Hamilton, or do you think that it was just a really great display of teamwork and he did everything right?
I don't think it was that dangerous, to be fair, because it was a bit touch and go, but at the end of the day, it's like, it is motor racing, and then that is the sort of racing that the sport's known for, where it's sort of like bordering on dangerous in a way. But I feel like if Bottas was doing the same to hold up someone else, his teammate, people wouldn't really look at it as like dangerous driving. They'd probably like praise him for it. But I feel like because of the like what is attached to Red Bull and everything in the media, people did see it more as like dangerous, dirty driving. But I do think it was a good display of teamwork, and it's what I guess Christian Horner wanted Perez to do in his role at Red Bull.
I think as well, Hamilton is very quick to, every time a Red Bull driver tries to overtake him or anything like that, or tries to defend, Hamilton's very quick to be on his radio like, this is some dangerous driving. But I don't think it's that different to what other people do on the track all the time. I think, yeah, sometimes I think he accuses Red Bull of dangerous driving, when in reality the Red Bull drivers are just driving, like they're not doing anything too crazy. But yeah, I think Perez, just for the whole weekend, like, you know, in quali when he was giving Max a tow, and then in the race when he was defending, he kind of did what Albon couldn't do, he did what Gasly couldn't do, he did what Red Bull have wanted someone to do for years. And that's obviously why he's keeping his seat for a second full year, because he's the only one who's really been able to do it, and he's the only Red Bull second driver who's been up there like he has. So I just think he's done everything that Red Bull could have wanted him to. I know he's had some poor performances throughout the year, but overall I think he's really just achieved what he needed to. Obviously he didn't achieve what he needed to in the sense of helping the Red Bull to get the constructors as well, because that was just out of reach. But I don't think they really mind, because let's face it, drivers championship is the one that everyone wants. So it's constructors is kind of like the icing on the cake. So I don't think Christian would have minded too much about that. But I think he just did everything he could have done to help Max win. And yeah, Red Bull are lucky to have a second driver who does that. And I think that's what the role Bottas played for years at Mercedes. But obviously Bottas is not willing to do that anymore. So I guess we'll have to see how long Checo wants to play that role for.
Yeah, definitely. I do think it was a shame that he had to retire in the end, and a bit of a mystery about why he had to retire. Hopefully Perez will get his own chance to shine, possibly even next year, we'll see. So just quickly, you want to give a shout out to Kimi Raikkonen, because it was his last race. It was a shame that he had an accident halfway through and couldn't finish. But do you think that he was actually glad that this happened? Because what I've seen from him saying before, that he just kind of wants it to be over with and just kind of wants to get back to his kind of personal life. So do you think he was almost glad to have finished early?
Well, I don't know if you've seen, but there's been this thing today with the drivers made predictions at the start of the year, and he wrote that he was going to be retiring, and this was a year ago now. This was last winter break that they did this, so he knew from even before this season started that he was going to be retiring. He had it all planned out for a long, long time, so it was clearly a decision that he knew that he had it in place for a while. He told the Alfa Romeo bosses before this season even started. It was clearly very set in his mind. So saying that, I think obviously it's never nice to end your last race in a crash. It happened to Grosjean. It's happened to Kimi. It's not nice to see as fans, and I'm sure it's not nice to experience either. But at the same time, I think Kimi's just had done so many races that to him it is probably just another race. I don't think he's the kind of person who would deep it that much and who would overthink it. So I think overall he'll be fine. I don't think he'll mind too much. And I think he is just looking forward to the next stage in his life now.
So this incident with Kimi crashing into the wall caused the first safety car to come out. And at this point, it looked like that Hamilton had the championship in the bag. I definitely expected him to win at this point. However, do you think that because Mercedes did not hit Hamilton during the safety car, do you think that they made a fatal mistake? And is this what cost Hamilton the championship? Amrit, what do you think?
I think that if they would have pitted Hamilton as well, as they said, they would have lost position to Verstappen anyway. But I think that they would have had a chance to sort of regain it back if the FIA didn't take three laps to decide for a final lap of racing, with allowing the lap cars to pass the safety car. I don't think Hamilton definitely would have had it in the bag, just because they both would have pitted at the same time. Hamilton and Verstappen and both been on fresh tyres, but I think Hamilton definitely would have had a better chance to fight back, because obviously, as we all saw, his tyre age just meant he had no chance to sort of fight back when racing resumed. And yeah, it was so heartbreaking to see, because he was doing so well. He had it in the bag the whole race, though. He raced so well that race, and then it was the FIA's decision that sort of just took it away from him. And I'm still not 100% happy with what they decided on in that race. And I do think that the rules, again, as I said earlier, need to be looked at again for next season.
Do you think it was a very risky decision for them to just leave Hamilton on those hard tyres until the very end? There wasn't even certainty that those tyres would make it to the end. And Max somehow managed to pit twice during that time when Hamilton didn't pit at all, because Max pitted on both safety cars, and yet he still managed to get back to the front because of how weak Hamilton's tyres were. So I'm thinking, if Hamilton had pitted, he might have been able to fight Max off a bit more at the end if he pitted in that first safety car with Kimi. But the Mercedes strategy, if there hadn't been a second safety car, probably would have worked. Their strategy not to pit when Kimi crashed. But it's so difficult to predict. It honestly is. You never know what's going to happen that's completely out of your control, as a team making decisions. And obviously they had no idea that Latifi was also going to crash later on. So they probably thought there was no point in pitting in the safety car because of the lead Hamilton had. They probably thought it was safer to just keep him out. Even he questioned it at one point, I think, saying that, are you sure we don't need to pit and stuff? But yeah, it had potential. It could have worked, but it just unfortunately didn't, because Max managed to pit again when Latifi crashed, and then he was on like brand new softs. Like, he had, you know, Hamilton's tyre age, as Amrit said, was just so old at that point that he just couldn't fight someone off on new tyres. There was no chance, especially because obviously with the safety car, they'd all got like bunched up. So Max just like, there was no gap between him and Max by the point that the second safety car left. So I think, to be honest, no matter what he'd done in the first safety car, it was the second safety car that really defined the race outcome. I think no matter what happened in the first one, the second one probably would have gone the same.
Yeah, definitely. It's hard to know like what would have happened if Hamilton had pitted either the first time or the second time, because obviously the fact they were allowed to race for the last lap and then Hamilton just stood no chance with his tyre age. Do you think if they had pitted at one point, even if he did lose track position, he would have had like some kind of better advantage and maybe would have stood a chance fighting against Verstappen in the last race? Or do you think that when the second safety car came out, it was just immediately going to all be over for Hamilton, no matter what Mercedes decided to do?
I do think that when the second safety car came out, if Hamilton would have pitted, he, like Gem said, would have had a chance to at least fight back. But I don't get why Mercedes didn't pit him when Verstappen just pitted, because even though he would have come out behind Verstappen, he would have been on fresher tyres to fight back. So, but obviously, I don't think they thought they were going to have another lap of racing at the end in the way that it occurred. I think they either thought racing will resume and the lapped cars won't overtake a safety car, or the race will just end under the safety car. No one could have predicted what the FIA decided in the last lap.
I think it would have been very disappointing if the race had ended on a safety car and we hadn't got like a last lap of racing. But also, I only wanted that last lap of racing if it was done fairly. So
exactly, it wasn't done fairly, so I don't get why they did it. That's why.
Exactly. Like, I agree that, you know, that we did need a last lap of racing and it wouldn't have been exciting without one. But I didn't want a last lap of racing if, like, Michael Massey was just going to completely change the rules for it. Like, yeah, it makes no sense.
There shouldn't be a last lap of racing just for excitement if it's going to ruin the integrity of the sport.
Exactly. Like, and he just completely changed the rules for the sake of this race. And yeah, it's a difficult one, but I just don't agree with it. Basically, I just don't really agree with what he did. It's so difficult because I think Max fully deserved the championship, but I think Lewis deserved that race, and that's exactly what Toby sent into our Instagram, and I couldn't agree with him more. I think that was Lewis's race, but if you look at the stats for the overall championship, Max did deserve that championship. Like, you can't even as a Lewis fan, I cannot deny it. Like, that he led more laps than anyone else on the grid added up together, including Lewis. Like, Max was still on top. Max won more races. It's kind of hard to argue that Max didn't deserve the entire championship, but like, based on that race, that was Lewis's to win.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's just hard to understand why the FIA, Michael Massey, like, reversed the original decision to not allow lap cars to overtake the safety car. Like, they first announced that and then all of a sudden decided to reverse that decision and allow them, which obviously gave Verstappen a massive advantage because it allowed him to catch up to Hamilton so easily. What do you think could possibly have like been the logic behind this decision to reverse like their original like statement? Like, Toto was very upset on the radio to Massey. He was like begging him to
not do this.
And it just seems like, I don't know, this whole racing season the FIA have been jumping back and forth with their rules, not been consistent at all, and there's even been some speculation that this was done on purpose to make the last lap more exciting, or possibly even to give Verstappen more of a chance to win so that the championship was different this year and to encourage more fans to watch next year. I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I think that the decision to revoke the appeal was a sort of a right one, because I think it just would have gone on for so long. Like, they'd protest, they'd get rejected, they'd appeal, they'd get rejected. Like, I do think it shows that the team is trying to take a higher ground, in a sense. But like, I just think it'll make them come back fighting next year. And I mean, I do hope Hamilton does return next year, because I know there's been speculation that he's really considering not coming back. I do think that other team have a right to be annoyed, and I think it will just fuel them for next year. And even though, like, as I said earlier, they shouldn't sacrifice the rules and integrity of the race just for excitement and to get new fans in, because it's just annoying. Like, I'm not going to lie.
And as well, with the rule changes that Michael Massey made during that safety car, none of them were in the rule book. Like, none of the options he picked. Like, because first he picked, like, none of them overtaking the safety car, none of the lap cars. Then he only let some of them overtake in the end. So it just makes no sense. Like, nothing he was doing was abiding by the rules. So, yeah, I think it would... Amrit's right. It would have been stupid for them to take Max's championship off him now. Like, they've made their decision. They've made their bed. Like, you know, that's the decision that's been made, and that's what it should be. I think it would completely ruin any authority they have left to go back on it now. But I know Susie Wolf released a statement earlier today. I think it was today anyway, just saying how she doesn't agree with how the FIA have been doing things, and the time the next season starts, she wants there to be like more rules in place and like a stricter kind of governing body within the sport to ensure that it is fair and it keeps its integrity. And I think she's completely right. I think something does need to change before the start of next season to avoid an unfairness like this happening again. So yeah, it's a completely interesting one, and it's a difficult one to really talk about, because nothing like this has ever really happened before. Like, you know, a championship has never come down to one decision made on the last lap in my time of watching the sport anyway. And yeah, it's just unlike anything.
Yeah, definitely. It's just so crazy what happened, and I feel like there does need to be stricter guidelines in place, because I don't know, it just kind of feels like they just decide on the moment what they feel like should happen, rather than adhering to like past procedures, or like to make it fair across every race, they should have some kind of stricter guidelines enforced. Do you think that if they hadn't allowed lapped cars to overtake the safety car, that Verstappen still would have won the race? Or do you think Hamilton would have been able to win? Or do you just think his tyres were way too old and there's like no way he would have won no matter what the decision was?
There were quite a few lap cars there were like five or something, like, and Verstappen would have obviously they would have moved out of the way for Verstappen to go by, but that would have still taken a bit of time for him to make his way past all those lapped cars and kind of make his way through to get to Hamilton, and then he would have had to overtake Hamilton, and that's quite a lot to do in just one lap. So I'm not sure. If he had done it, it would have been very, very last minute. And I don't think he would have managed it personally. I think it would have come right down to the end, and then he wouldn't have had an opportunity to overtake because of the extra time it would have taken him to get through those lapped cars. It's obviously hard to predict. He might have done, he might not have done. But I just think having all that traffic in the way would have really slowed him down when it came to reaching Hamilton. And then obviously once you reach Hamilton, you've got to make the move overtaking him. So it's a lot to kind of do all in the space of one lap that lasts about 1 minute, 20 seconds. So yeah, I don't know if he would have done. I would have loved to see if he could. That would have been my kind of ideal outcome. If the first thing Michael Massey said was no lapped cars can overtake, fine, stick to that. See if Max can do it, because I would have loved to see if he could have done, to be honest, but now we'll never know. But obviously in reality, the ruling should have been to let all the lapped cars overtake, but that didn't happen. So yeah, I think with that situation, I would have loved to see all the different potential outcomes. I wish I could have done. I wish there were alternate universes that I could watch them all unfold in, but that's not how life works, unfortunately. And I've got to stick to the one we got handed.
Yeah, I feel like it would have been more interesting to watch that unfold. And if Verstappen had managed to win after having to overtake all the overlap cars, I feel like it would have been more deserved, and less people would have felt like Hamilton was robbed. So I feel like, I don't know, maybe it would have made for a better race. And then the ultimate question, well, Gemma, you've kind of already answered this, so I'll ask Amrit. Do you think that Max deserved to win the championship, or do you think that it was stolen from Lewis?
Well, I think you've got to take it, if you take it race by race, this race, Hamilton deserved to win. I definitely say, but I think Max and Lewis did both drive well this season, and you can say Max deserves a championship, but at the end of the day, they were both equal on points, so they both did equally deserve it as much as each other, I think. And obviously people have their preference for a driver, but if the points show they're equal, then it shows that they both equally deserved it in a sense. But I do think Max did drive well in this race, but it was Lewis's race to win in it, like the way it turned out until the last lap. And then in terms of the championship as a whole, they both had their highs and lows. And then we've seen dirty driving from both of them. I'd say more so from Max and Lewis. So I still do think that it was more Lewis's championship to win. But like, I wouldn't have been annoyed if Max won the championship in a fair way, because they were both equal on points and he is a good driver. And yeah, that's my take on it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with both statements that Jasmine said in her question. I think Max fully deserved to win the championship, but probably not in that way. I also would say Lewis deserved it, but I do think Max, even though they're equal on points, Max has had a slight edge throughout most of the championship. Obviously, it's hard to say because they are equal on points, but I think if I was to think about who I feel has been the most dominant for the most time throughout the season, I would say Max. But obviously, they're equal on points, so that, you know, they do both deserve it. But I'd say Max had the edge, even though they were equal on points. But that really was Lewis's race to win. And if you do take it race by race, it just happens that this race was the decider. So if Lewis had won that race, then he did fully deserve the championship because of that. It's such a difficult one. It's always like this when it comes down to the very end, like when there's been championships in the past where it's come down to one point between them, like after the end of Abu Dhabi. So it's such a difficult one, and it's so difficult to kind of tell who deserved and who didn't, because ultimately I think they both did. I think Max deserved it, but not like that.
Yeah, I agree. And but like also in terms of sportsmanship and things, I think of things like that as well. And I know it should be just about the driving, but then so like back in the Saudi Arabia race, so Max just walked off the podium when he didn't win, like little things like that. It just makes me think that like they just don't have the like maturity or like sportsmanship to deserve it. Like that's just what really kind of annoyed me about Max, especially this season. But then I do agree he did have an edge in driving, but then he did take it too far. But I guess you could say, like, people say this about whichever driver they support, so yeah, it's just a big debate really.
I get what you mean about Max. I think, well, he came into the sport at 17. He was never going to be mature at that point. I don't expect it from a 17-year-old going into F1, to be honest.
Like 24. So
he's improved. I will say that his maturity has come a long way since he was 17. But I think there have been little moments throughout where it has shone through a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think to be one of those brilliant racing drivers, you've got to be a bit like that sometimes. You've got to be a bit of a
I think sometimes, but the moments where he has done it, it's just not been classy at all.
I think there's a lot of world champions that have had, I can't really think of any world champions that have had, who haven't had moments that are like that. I think Lewis has had his moments where he's not been the classiest in the past. I'd say he's come a long way now. Alonso, he was involved in so many media scandals in his day. Vettel, everyone hated Vettel because they thought he was arrogant and rude. You know, I think it is just being arrogant seems to be part of being a world champion. And I think it's something that they've all had their moments of. I would say that Max has definitely had his, but I'd say Vettel had just as many when he was dominating. He was the way he was portrayed when he was winning is completely different how Vettel was portrayed now. Now he's a bit older. So I feel like maybe when Max is a bit older, he'll kind of mature in develop in the same way. But at the moment, he has had some moments that I don't really agree with or done things that I don't support. But I think to be a world champion, you do have to be a bit of that kind of person sometimes. It's difficult.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to say that after the end of the race, even though Hamilton obviously must have been devastated with the result. He showed like so much class and dignity in his like responses, like what he said in the interview and kind of congratulating Max and Christian Horner with his dad. Like, it was very classy, and I just feel like he took it in such a gracious way and took losing really well and kind of made me like him even more. And I don't know, I just feel like if Max had been lost, he just wouldn't have behaved in the same way. He would have been, you know, very angry. He wouldn't have like maybe congratulated Lewis. Like, I don't know, do you guys think that he would have made any effort to kind of at least pretend to like be happy for Lewis, or do you think he just like would have walked off and not even stood on the podium?
He would have made an attempt, but it wouldn't have been, it would, you'd see right through it that he didn't mean it at all. Like, it would have been something like that. I can imagine what happened, but yeah.
I think it would depend what the circumstances were. Like, if we're talking like, you know, Lewis won it fair and square and that was that, or if we're talking a kind of rule regulation, like if the roles were reversed in the situation that did happen and Max ended up losing, I think the reactions would probably be very different. But obviously, if Max was mad, if a rule regulation had ruined his chances, then I feel like that anger would be more directed at the FIA than at Lewis himself, I'd hope. Because obviously, yeah, Lewis wasn't happy with the FIA, but he recognised that that wasn't Max's fault at all. Max had nothing to do with that. So yeah, it's a difficult one to predict how Max would have reacted, but I don't know. I think it would completely depend on the circumstances under which he lost would kind of shape his response. I think in terms of like Lewis on the podium, I think Lewis just was not in the mood for celebrating, and that's probably why he was quite reserved and kind of just kept to himself when he was on the podium. While the Red Bull guys were celebrating, it's kind of like, you know, leaving them to it, letting them have their victory like to themselves. But yeah, I think it would have been very interesting to see Max's reaction, but I like to think that he would have at least been civil about it and been fair about it.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of hard to say. I feel like on the podium celebrations with the champagne, Horner and Verstappen didn't really make much of an effort to include him, but maybe they just wanted to enjoy their own moment and their own victory, which I guess is kind of fair enough. But I felt kind of bad for him because he just looked so alone up there.
Yeah, but because like when there's been Mercedes Red Bull podiums before, like the Mercedes did get Red Bull drivers involved in them and stuff, but it's just there's very much a divide, I think, between the two teams, and that was clear on the podium.
Yeah, definitely. So we've sort of spoken briefly about the protest that Mercedes launched. You know, neither was successful. Did you kind of expect the outcome to be changed or something to be different because of these protests? Or were you kind of like, okay, I mean, that's great and all, but that's not going to change anything?
I knew nothing was going to change.
Nothing would change because, like, they can't just retake their decision and change the world champion after everything's been done. Like a week later, oh no, it's not Max, it's Lewis. Like it just makes, like I keep going on about it, but it'll just make the sport look like a joke. Like, and they're not going to do that to themselves. So like, I didn't expect anything to happen from the appeals, but I knew Mercedes at least try to. But then I think
they had to.
They did that in the heat of the moment as well, like straight away. And then they probably reflect, like they had a social media blackout this week, and they've like reflected and think like it just looks bad on our image if we sort of do this. So I'm not surprised that they haven't appealed, because at the end of the day, like the next season, it's all to play for. It's a fresh set of points that like, they can just fight back, and I think they'll come back fighting next year.
I think they had to at least try and do something. They had to try and protest in some way in order to, you know, take a stand and show that they thought it was wrong. They couldn't just accept it for what it was, because that wouldn't have been right, I think. And I think kind of as a team principal, you have a kind of responsibility to defend your drivers. If one of your drivers is treated unjustly, you have kind of it's part of your role to kind of stand up for them, I think, and say, you know, I'm not happy with how my driver was treated, and I'm going to voice it. And I think, you know, when it comes from the team principal, it kind of unites the team against, like, you know, against the wrongdoing. And I think it's a lot more strong than just having a driver kind of speak out about it. So I think it is kind of part of your job as a team principal to defend your drivers in those situations. So I think they were right to at least release statements about it and protest about against it, but I knew it would never come to anything.
Yeah, I agree. But I do think more will go on behind the scenes that we all don't see. Like, there has to be FIA rule changes. I know today I saw Toto spoke that he said he doesn't think that team principals should be allowed to speak to the race director during the race. So I think little things like that will change because of what happened at Abu Dhabi. Like, I think next season we will see more changes that have occurred, but they've just happened behind the scenes because,
I mean, there's so many changes next season anyway. Might as well add a few more.
Yeah, because Toto and the team were so upset about everything, I don't see that they're just going to let, like, they're the winning constructors team. They're not just going to let the FIA carry on like this, because they're like, if they pull out of F1, like the sport, so many teams are powered by Mercedes engines and stuff, like the sports won't exist. So they're going to.
Eight times like, constructors FIA, as well.
FIA are going to do what they can to make Mercedes happy, whether or not we see it or not.
Yeah, I think that's very true. I think there are going to be a lot of changes.
Yeah, I feel like the protests were more about them making a statement and showing that they weren't happy with it, and rather than actually expecting the outcome of this championship's change. But hopefully it'll be more consistent next year. So finally, on to our last question before we wrap things up, because this has definitely been a longer episode than our previous ones. What are your predictions for next season? Do you think it will be dominated by a Hamilton Verstappen rivalry again? Do you think there'll be potentially a third driver that's going for the championship, or what do you kind of think is going to happen?
I'm just going to throw out some quick fire ones. Okay, I think Haas are going to be back in the midfield. I don't think Haas are going to be 0 points. I think they're going to be at least where Williams are. I think Alfa Romeo, I'm not sure what's going to happen with them, but I think Haas have got to get better. I think Haas are going to definitely be, you know, fighting with the Williams, maybe. I think Ferrari are going to continue to do very well. I think Ferrari have shown with a few of the recent changes they made to their car that they have some very promising things coming for 2022. I think they're stronger than McLaren at the moment, and I think it might stay that way. I don't know about Aston Martin. I think it might take them a bit longer to establish themselves because they are obviously struggling this year. I don't think 1 year is enough to change them. So I do think Aston Martin are going to continue struggling. I'd love to see AlphaTauri continue. I'd love to see Yuki kind of matching Pierre. And then I think they would be, you know, easily beating Alpine, coming like P4, P5 in the constructors. And I do still think it's going to be Mercedes Red Bull at the top. I don't think they're going to change that much yet. But I think after a few more years of the new regulations, that could change. But I think for the next year, I still think that Mercedes and Red Bull are going to be clear from front runners. But I think quite a bit could change throughout the midfield. I think next year is going to be a lot of midfield changes rather than front of the grid changes at all. But I think there's going to be some exciting developments. And I think some teams that have been struggling are really going to start climbing up the grid. And that's all my predictions. I don't know any more than that.
I was just going to say, I feel like there's no way that Haas can get worse. Like, there's no way for them
exactly.
to
grow,
like, surely.
They've got to get better. They've put all their money from 2021 into the 2022 car. Like, it cannot be that bad. And they were in the midfield a few years ago.
They'll definitely be contending again. They won't be written off like they were this year,
especially with Mick.
Amrit, what are your other predictions?
I mostly agree with Gemma. I do think it will be a Mercedes Red Bull rivalry, but obviously in a different way, because we've got Russell replacing Bottas, and I know a lot of people people just don't know how he's going to act as Lewis's teammate. Like, we don't know if he's going to follow team orders to be a team player or whatever. Like, I just think that'll be really interesting to watch. I do think Yuki will be a good driver. I think Sainz will probably prove himself, like, he's proved himself a lot this season compared to being as he's not seen as, like, Ferrari's golden driver, as Gemma said. So I think he'll prove himself a lot more next season, even though he already has this season. I think, hopefully Ricciardo will carry on doing really well, because I know he struggled at the start of this season, but now he's got like a year, he's been used to the car for a year, hopefully next season he'll continue to thrive in it. I think that, yeah, Haas will be competing a lot more with the Williams, with the Alfa Romeo. Yeah, I do think it would just be all the teams improving. I guess that's my overall prediction. And then, yeah, I mean, I do hope Hamilton does return to the sport. I think he will. He won't go down without a fight. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the championship is as close next year, especially between the drivers.
I agree with Amrit that I think the two front runners are going to stay the same, but I think the rest of the grid are all going to get better, as she said, and closer to each other. I think there's going to be less differences between midfield, especially between like kind of the midfield and then the Williams, Alfa Romeo, Haas. I kind of think they're all going to merge into midfield in a way, and there's not going to be a lot of difference between, say, like Alpine and Alfa Romeo. I think that gap might close, and I also think the gap between those eight teams is going to get closer to the Mercedes and Red Bull, because the whole point of these new regulations is to make all of the teams closer and to make the cars more competitive with each other. So I think that's kind of inevitable that that's going to happen. So yeah, I just, yeah, I'm on the complete same page.
Yeah, I definitely do predict exciting things are going to happen next year, and it'll be nice to see kind of Haas more in the midfield again and like competing again, and it'll be exciting to see what George Russell does in the Mercedes. But this is really all we have time for. We've definitely ran over time, so thank you for listening to Girls in Pole Position. We are Gemma, Jasmine and Amrit, and we will be back in the new year with pre-season coverage and discussing the new Drive to Survive series when that drops. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.